Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, and the question we're asking you about the Commanders is, who is the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Since we got people lined up, let's go ahead and get to the phones before we give our answers. Let's start off with our guy Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, thanks for waiting through my rant there. Apologize for making you wait, but you're on the Hoffman Show.
A lot of things wrong with the NBA, in my opinion, so no worries on that. I'm going to go offensively, Terry McLaurin. I just don't think they have anyone near him. If they lose him, I think the passing game takes a major dip. I don't think Debo is the kind of player that Terry McLaurin is. So definitely Terry McLaurin. I thought about Laremy Tunsil, but I'm going to go with McLaurin. And on the defense, Frankie Louvu is a good choice, but for what we gave up and for what we need from him, I'm going Lattimore. If he plays the way he played the last 4 or 5 games last year, then we're in big trouble. So I think that we need him to play the way he played a couple years ago and stay on the field for at least 13, 14 games. So that's why I'm going with him. I just think that if he doesn't play well, we're going to be in big trouble. So,
yeah,
those are my picks.
I think those are both great picks, Gary. And those are two guys that when Logan and I discussed this morning on the podcast, those are names that came up in conversation, as did another one you mentioned. So thanks for the call. McLaurin is a guy that I brought up because I think when we talk about what he was last year to this team and, you know, what the rare times they struggled offensively, it was kind of like, where's Terry? And it's like, just get him the ball. Figure out how to get him the ball. He brings energy, he brings production, he brings points. And so I do think that he is a huge, huge, or of huge, huge importance. Lattimore is an interesting one because I do think there is a way that the Commanders can get away with him not being awesome. Like if he's just good and like playable and other things go right, their pass rush is better, they're better. I mean, the number one thing for them defensively is be better against the run, which is why I have a hard time saying he's next, even if I do think like the upside play, as Gary said, of Lattimore, where if he's really good, that changes their defense tremendously. That has a huge trickle-down effect on others. But the guy that I ultimately landed on, as did Logan, was Laremy Tunsil. His ability to be a force multiplier offensively, to just say, we don't have to worry about you. That's so important. And to say, we're gonna slide and get the help we need the other way. We can orient our protections in a certain way. I know he's known more as a pass protector than a run blocker, but he's a very, very good run blocker. So what that opens up for you in that way. Not to mention, Logan made this point, which I thought was really smart. By getting Tunsil, you've upgraded, hopefully, multiple positions on the offensive line. Hopefully, the kick down of Brandon Coleman to left guard is an upgrade at left tackle, Tunsil over Coleman, and Coleman's better than Allegretti. that also gives you another option in Allegretti, potentially at right tackle, in the competition to replace Sam Cosmi until Cosmi's back. And then at right tackle, you draft Connerly. And if you had done that anyway and he's got to play left tackle, you obviously don't get the upgrade at right tackle. Instead, you hopefully get an upgrade pretty quickly at right tackle. It might take him, Connerly, a couple games to be better than what Wiley was, because Wiley was a really good run blocker. He's very experienced, and we know that Connerly is going to be coming in inexperienced and probably have some ups and downs, but there's just a huge trickle-down effect on what they can do offensively, not to mention that extra half a second that you might get opens up things for McLaurin. It opens up things for Samuel. It opens up things down the field and lets Jaden be a better version of himself without much improvement. Nevertheless, what we actually think Jaden could improve upon in year two. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Who's the most important non-Jaden Daniels commander? We take more of your calls next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, the RFK Stadium deal might be hitting a speed bump. Just how big of a bump? You'll hear from Mark Seagraves, NBC4 reporter who's been on top of this, and we'll give our takes as part of Not My Beat today. Then, Take Command, 5:30. We will dive into some Jaden Daniels discussion that is pretty interesting. What happens? Everyone's like, oh, what happens if he has a sophomore slump? We decided to flip the question on his head. Actually, one of our listeners did because it was a mailbag edition of the show. What happens if Jaden gets better? What does that look like? Find out at 5:30. All right. The question we're asking now, though, on a Vibe Check Tuesday at 301-230-0980 is, who is the most important non-Daniels commander? Anthony, this was originally your question. I just talked about a couple of folks. Who was your answer?
So my answer was going to be Laremy Tunsil, but I do have, if I was to choose a player on the defensive side of the ball, I would probably go with, because Marshawn was mentioned, but I think I would go with Bobby Wagner for the simple fact that this guy is responsible for calling the defense. He played on 98% of the snaps last year. He's in charge of, you know, making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. So I would think, you know, a lot of the responsibility falls on his hat. But also, I'm just thinking, like, our biggest problem last year was defending the run, stopping the run. And I think having somebody in the front seven on the defensive side of the ball would probably be the person I would lean towards, too. And I think it would be Bobby.
So I agree that he's the most important defensive guy. So here's the thing, like, generally speaking about all this. Like, when you talk about most important, it's both how good is the player and then what happens if they're gone. And that's why a guy like Lattimore to me is really interesting. The how good is he? Like, if he's great, that changes the complexion of the defense. So he's high on the list. But what happens if he's not good? What happens if he is mediocre or even bad and they're like, this guy's a nightmare. We're cutting him, right? We're absolute worst case scenario. Well, you probably shift Mikey back outside. Trey Amos, you hope, is not terrible too. And Noah Igbinoghene goes back into the slot, or Jonathan Jones goes into the slot. And that's certainly not ideal, but I don't know how bad it, like, it's playable, right? It's playable. If Bobby Wagner goes out, Jordan McGee is the next guy up. And do I think Jordan McGee in the long term could be a good player? Yes. Do I think Jordan McGee could have a positive impact for the Commanders this year in a limited role? Yes. Does he have the mental encyclopedia of Bobby Wagner to be able to get them in the right call all the time? To, hey, Duran, scoot this way. Hey, check this coverage. Hey, do this, do that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because he hasn't been playing at an all-pro level as a human supercomputer for 15 years like Bobby Wagner has. He's a rookie, or was a rookie last year who missed a ton of time and is now going to come in as a second-year guy and be an apprentice. And he can be smart. He can pay attention in meetings. He can have paid attention in meetings last year. He could even be a future savant that we don't even know yet, that he's actually like a genius and they can't wait for him to get out there once Bobby's done. But he doesn't have the file yet that Bobby has. And so to me, he's the guy on defense, he being Wagner, is the guy that is the most irreplaceable. I think when you talk about irreplaceable, Kwon's an interesting one because they just don't have depth to me at safety. So he's an interesting one for a different reason, but I also don't think like Kwon's going to play so well on the upside that that he qualifies for like most important. But yeah, to me, offensively, it's Tunsil, it's McLaurin. I think Ertz is a good one that Logan brought up this morning. And then you get to the defensive side and it's Wagner. Then probably Lattimore because their depth is pretty good along the D-line. Like Payne is somewhere in there because his upside is so high. Kinlaw, his upside is so high. But I think it's probably Wagner, Lattimore. Frankie deserves to be somewhere in there because the play style that he brings, the violence that he plays with, the speed, the intensity, like that radiates.
I mean, he can just be the heart, though. Heart of the team.
Right. And so if he's not out there, what's missing? A lot. And then Mikey's another interesting one too, because he's got to have a big year, and he's also such a great connector from like a real leadership standpoint, connects the entire defense. He also connects the team, that if he were to disappear for, you know, 4 months with an injury and not be around, like I think there's a real hit on the field and off the field that would be hard to measure, but would certainly be noticed.
Yeah, I think Mikey's a good one, especially playing in the slot. Like, you're tasked with doing a whole bunch of stuff. You're defending a receiver that has the entire field that he can use, and then also having to come up and play the run. And you see the guys like Marlon Humphrey, the Kenny Moores of the world, and even Jalen Ramsey, like how important they were in their star roles. So I think Mikey could definitely be a good one. And the fact that, you know, he's played outside and now he's going to be playing inside, so he's going to have experience playing both kind of thing.
No doubt about it. All right, that is anybody else that you want to mention that you think is worth it?
I really think Laramie was the most important one. Considering, like, we gave up so much, and then also the fact that you don't have to do as much in terms of, like, chipping and things of that nature, so.
Yeah, Laramie was definitely my number one guy that I thought of. I think the Ertz one is so good, though, that Logan brought up. He just kind of brought it up at the end. He's like, by the way, Ertz is another good answer. And like, I think like 2/3 of his catches went for first downs last year. He also led the NFL. Like the Commanders were the best fourth down team basically in NFL history.
And how many Ertz, was to Ertz though?
Yeah, Ertz was the best fourth down receiver in the league.
Yeah, no question.
He was a monster on third down. He was great in the red zone. So like all the key situations, Ertz was the guy. And I think that then becomes in terms of importance, like, okay, well, if he were to be out, how ready is Ben Sinnott to be a lot better than he was last year? How significant is the drop-off? And my guess is it's probably pretty significant still. Ben's is a different kind of player. He's a more vertical threat. Like, they would have to change the offense. And I don't know who they have in the Zach role. And you probably have to run some of that stuff for, like, Debo. You probably have to run some of that stuff for some of your receivers. The problem is they don't get the matchups that Zach gets because they're receivers. And Zach, well, he gets treated like a receiver sometimes, is ultimately still a tight end. So It definitely plays some games with the offense on that front.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.